This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given. American pro Sarah Hall will be among the elite runners in Monday's Boston Marathon. You might remember that Sarah and her husband Ryan, who holds the record for the fastest time run by an American on the Boston Marathon course, joined our show back in 2016. At the time, Ryan had just retired from competitive running, and Sarah was moving up to the marathon distance, while together they had agreed to start a family.
There's no doubt being a parent is a sacrifice, and adopting four kids was not a performance-enhancing decision.
Since becoming a mom, Sarah's running has continued to thrive, but she's not the only competitive runner thriving under the Hall family roof. Reporter Amory Rowe brings us this story.
If you were born and raised in Ethiopia, you would know the ring of a track race's bell lap, the way an American child recognizes the crack of a baseball hitting a wooden bat. It's a sound full of possibility.
Coming up to the bell, and DeBarber is going away from this field. Even the likes of Chariot and Kipyego may have to yield to DeBarber. She looks so strong.
When your country has won 54 Olympic distance running medals, and someone asks you what you want to be when you grow up, oftentimes the answer isn't much of a surprise.
The first time I saw on television was Turunesh DeBarber, and I was like, oh my gosh, I really want to be like her.
That's Hannah Hall, the oldest of four sisters adopted by Ryan and Sarah Hall 3.5 years ago. Hannah's dream of being an Olympic runner was nothing out of the ordinary for a girl growing up in Ethiopia, but everything else about her circumstances was. Ryan Hall explains.
They were in a great orphanage with great nannies, like well taken care of, had everything they need, but at the same time, like they never left the orphanage. So their physical activity for the day was literally playing in a driveway. And so, you know, they had soccer balls and different kind of things they could do, but it was very limited, and, you know, they weren't feeling the dirt under their feet or the grass under their feet.
Hannah and her sisters, Mia, Jasmine, and Lily, had been in the orphanage for 3 years when the Halls began a conversation about adopting them.
They're having a hard time finding a family for the girls, and they were talking about possibly splitting the girls up, and so sending two to one family, two to another family. And that just really gripped my heart because I grew up in the middle of five kids, and I just know like how important my siblings are to me, and I just could not imagine being separated from my siblings at that age.
Ryan and Sarah started visiting the orphanage regularly. Because of the language barrier, they couldn't talk much, and Hannah and her sisters knew little of Ryan and Sarah's life back home.
We would kind of spend every other month in Ethiopia, which was actually really fun to train there.
That's Sarah.
And then we would head to the orphanage, and we would do some physical activity stuff with them.
They were not what we had observed as typical, you know, Ethiopian children who are typically very fit, very active, always walking. Whereas, you know, our girls, after being in an orphanage and not moving a whole lot, had put on a lot of unhealthy weight, especially kind of our older two, just because they weren't able to be physically active. When we'd go visit, we'd try and do just fun games with them, physical games. I remember doing relays with them. I remember we'd do like planking, just trying to like do physical things that are fun for them, just to try to get them moving a little bit more.
Eventually, Sarah and Ryan sat down with the girls. A nurse asked them if they wanted to formalize the adoption and join Sarah and Ryan's family. It was important to the Halls that the girls were given a choice in the matter. Hannah and her sisters responded with an emphatic yes.
After we asked them if they wanted to join our family, we got permission to take them out of the orphanage, which didn't typically happen, and take them shopping for some clothes and stuff, because especially the older girls didn't have any clothes that fit them, because a lot of the donations were for babies. So we were mainly going shopping in Meskel Square, but seeing the runners training there in Meskel Square, the girls were excited to get out and join in. And so yeah, that was our first family run. The first day we decided to become a family, I guess.
Do you remember about how far you guys ran that day?
Oh, it was super short. It's probably like 200 meters maybe. It was, yeah. The girls, we had to start out really, really slow with just getting them active again.
Later, while staying at the Yaya Village, a training facility outside of Addis Ababa, and awaiting visas for their daughters, the Halls brought the girls to the track.
It's actually dirt track. We're just kind of like doing it for fun. But then I was like, I couldn't do it like two laps because I never done like running, you know. I was like, oh my gosh, this is really hard. Like, then I just like stopped in the middle and I was like cried. I was like, why is this so hard? Like, you know, but it was fun though.
Before the new family of six left Ethiopia, Sarah and Ryan asked a translator to spend some time with them.
Just to get to know the girls a little more, because they didn't speak any English and we were still learning Amharic. And we asked the girls like what they wanted to be when they grew up. And Hannah said a runner, and that kind of surprised us, but we were kind of like, okay, and we told her we were runners.
Sarah says they had told the girls a bit about their running careers earlier, but they didn't fully understand how famous their parents were until the family arrived in the States. The girls settled into their new home in Redding, California. Hannah and her sister Mia ran track for their middle school.
Their strides were not very pretty looking at the time, but they were tough. They still, like, did really well, just because I feel like they know how to push through pain and stuff, maybe in a different way.
Over time, Hannah's fitness caught up with her tenacity and her enduring childhood ambition to be a successful runner. And just 1 year after the family settled in California, when Hannah was in ninth grade, she towed the line at the Eureka Cross Country Showdown.
There's like a lot of people fit, so I was like, okay, I'll do my best. That's all I can do. And my mom and dad were there and just like say encouraged me to go through, to just like push it, just do best.
Ryan recorded a video as the first runner approached the finish. It was Hannah. She held her advantage to the line, notching her first ever running victory.
Great run, Hannah. Good job. Nice, Hannah. Finish strong. Great job, Hannah.
I'm not a very emotional person. Like, I don't cry at movies. And I'm just not, like, super emotional.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, like, that moment really, like it almost brought me to tears. I think people who are parents would understand the feeling. But when you're watching, like, your kids do something and you see them thriving at it, there's just something about that that just mm-hmm. pulls on your heart in a way that my heart had never been pulled on before.
Do you remember anything that your mom and dad said to you after that race?
Oh, yeah. Like, they were, like, so excited. They were like, how you feel about doing the race? And, like, you look really strong during the race. I was like, oh, I am? You know, so it kind of, like, makes me really happy.
Ryan says Hannah began putting in consistent work 6 days a week. She ran in the early mornings and at team practices after school. She went for long runs on the weekend.
I mean, she does have an advantage in the fact that, like, I was essentially coaching her that entire time. So, mm-hmm. like, I know a few things about running that I think helped her.
Just a few.
Yeah. So, but, man, just seeing the power of consistency.
She has that fire that you just can't teach, you know? Like, you can help someone gain fitness in running and become a stronger athlete, but you can't really teach that competitive drive and fire, and I could tell that she had that.
Last summer, the Hall family moved to Flagstaff, Arizona, and Hannah enrolled as a junior at Flagstaff High. A new state, a new town, and a new school brought new challenges, but it also brought a new team and a fresh cross-country season. Hannah wasted no time establishing herself as the number one runner on Flagstaff's roster. And this past fall, she entered the Arizona State High School Cross-Country Championships with a target on her back.
In the morning, I was really nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, there's like so many people in here. It's really crowded and it's really exciting. Yeah, and mom and my parents were there and my grandparents were there. I was like, wow, that's so cool.
It was a little bit of a challenging day for me personally because I had, I think just the week before, run the Frankfurt Marathon and in the process injured my peroneal tendon pretty severely. So I was hobbling around. I was on crutches, but I didn't really want to be on crutches out there. So I was trying to like walk around without the crutches. But normally I run all around in her race and I'm able to cheer for her like 40 times, but I wasn't able to do that. But yeah, before the race, I just told her like, just go out there and be you. You know, you don't have to be superhuman today. You don't have to like do anything that you don't already do every day. Like every day you go out and bring it. If you do that, you're going to win this race. And so I just tried to help kind of bring the nerves down. And I think what's fun is, like, as an athlete, I know what I want my coach to tell me that's going to put me at ease, make me feel confident, you know? Right. And so it's fun to get to have that translate to Hannah.
With Sarah confined to the finish area, it was up to Ryan to be Hannah's support during the race. He told Hannah he'd be at the 2 mile mark, the most quiet part of the course, where she was planning to break the race open.
I found that, like, that's always a really good place to make a move, is where there's no one else,
because
there's not a lot of energy out there. And so a lot of people, they kind of relax in those areas of the course. So I told her I'd be there, but the problem is I had been like sprinting all over the course to try to cheer for her before that point. And so I popped out at that point and she was already like 100 meters past me. So I was literally like sprinting down this golf course, like in my jeans and like a V-neck t-shirt, trying to catch up to her, and like don't have any air in my lungs, but somehow like managed to yell at her like, go on now.
He just like shout like so loud and like, okay, you got this, like you almost there. Like I was like, okay, you know, like I was pretty like tired and stuff, and then I was like, okay, my dad's here like cheering me on, and like I can do this, I can finish this. Yeah, that was really inspiring.
Hannah broke the finishing tape of the challenging 5 kilometer course in 18 minutes and 7 seconds. She became the third member of the Hall family to be crowned high school state cross country champion, though you could argue she'd traveled the farthest to do so.
Her story speaks to me all the time. I mean, honestly, I don't know how she does what she does every day. Like, you know, she's been dealt like such a rough hand, like even of the four of our kids, like definitely the hardest hand, being the oldest and never going to school, starting school at 15, was the least fit of all of them, and yet has just defined what it is to be an overcomer, you know?
It's hard not to think about how far Hannah has come. 9,000 miles from Ethiopia, 4 schools in 4 years, a new language. And while she's covered all that distance, she's stayed true to her childhood dream. Except now, it's not Tirunesh Dibaba she's chasing. She's chosen new role models.
Yeah, I kind of want to be really good professionals like my mom and dad, so that's my goal.
Hannah Hall will be cheering for her mom, Sarah Hall, in the Boston Marathon on Monday. Our story came from reporter Amory Rowe. You're listening to Only a Game from NPR.